leave your bags unattended.
Dr. Smith? Hello, I'm Sam. Glad you could make it. Did you have a nice flight?
Oh, yes. Great flight. Who are all these people on the plane with me? They seem like a happy bunch.
Oh, consultants. Those are all consultants. In hospital management, community development, city planning, garbage disposal, you know. But yeah, we have a lot of consultants coming in now.
Oh, right. Related to your problem.
Well, actually, they come here to learn from us instead of coming to help. But none of them are experts in fairy magic.
Well, you can't blame them. Very few of us have what it takes to become a fairy magic consultant.
Of course. Well, I'll fill you in on our petty bus ride into town. Okay, just hop in on the seat. You pedal, right, like that.
Thanks, I think I have it. Oh, what's that palace on the mountainside? Oh, the one that looks like a Disney castle.
Oh, that would be our public library.
And my gosh, you have some kind of docks here. And the tall ships.
Uh-huh. We can dock 9 cruise ships at a time. Although, now we use them for the tall ships the kids build.
What do you do with the truck?
Oh, okay. Now, maybe you had better fill me in on the nature of your problem and why you've called me.
Right. Okay, so you know all the community visioning and nonprofit planning, strategic planning and master plans that nonprofits and communities write that end up gathering dust?
Yes.
Well, the visioning fairy got mad and made a whole bunch of them come true. Let's get off the bus here.
So, this must be your downtown. What is that large group of young people coming toward us, all wearing extra tough boots?
Oh, shoot, the interns. We'd better go down this alley. They're nice and all, but there's just so many of them, and they all want to help. We actually have to lock our doors now or they get in and alphabetize your books or clean the litter box or throw away the trans fat-containing food in your fridge.
Okay, so that's your problem.
Actually, I guess I leave my door open. It's actually kind of nice. Some of them do windows.
Well, okay. My, what an interesting lamppost.
That's actually an artist. These piles of free cupcakes and the people talking to themselves?
A lamppost.
Are also artist installations.
Well, good cupcakes.
And the writers. So many writers. There's a novel out every month and books of personal essays every other day. So the bookstore had to expand to take up the whole side of the street. And on the other side, all these cafes because of the writers taking up space. That was why they had to establish the colony. They have a writer's colony on Mount Vrestovia. They live on tea, hummus, and whiskey. All locally produced, of course. They may be reproducing.
That was one fine cupcake. Is that music coming from that bar?
Well, it's kind of a bar, but mostly people are getting high on old-timey music.
I got myself an electric car.
And rap.
You don't have to drive very far.
The one down the street is a little bit more hardcore. They have pool tables and shape note singing on Friday nights.
Okay, now I get it. With all this arts and culture and multiplying writers, your economy must be terrible.
Actually, with the title energy-powered kale greenhouses, and of course the sustainable widget factory. Oh, and the state legislature at the other end of the tunnel at Baranoff? The economy is great.
Well, so are the schools the problem? I see an awful lot of kids who aren't in school.
Well, they are in school. All they have is arts, culture, math, and science, and boat building, English, fishing, hunting, computer science, and, well, I guess that's a lot of stuff.
Anna and Pan Allen Mo.
And they are all bilingual, plus Saxon is trending at the moment.
What? We gardina.
Oh, and they all go to Yale and major in music performance.
So that must be the problem. How do you get a job with that?
Well, it turns out that's what's in demand in high tech. And the kids built us a tram And a zip line, too. That's fun. And everybody lives in tiny houses. They're so cute.
So, what's the problem?
That's the problem. There is no problem. We're so hard up for problems, the elementary school has taken on world peace. And they're close to solving it. Do you know the last time I smelled cigarette smoke or had somebody's dog poop in my yard or made myself sick eating junk food? The store stopped carrying it because it wasn't selling, or I just get nostalgic for an ill-tempered, ignorant rant once in a while.
Okay, now I think I get it. So, when you're dealing with ferries, the first recourse is usually to your state ferries.
You mean the Marine Highway System? Which now runs on solar, by the way.
No, state ferries. Like in Canada, you have the provincial ferries, but because of budget cuts, they're in passive management now. But as you may know, with the rise of social media, most of our work in the ferry field is now in troll management.
Troll management? You mean fisheries?
Very funny. So I think I may be able to call Donald Trump. But I think we can get you back so you're comfortable again, get people to stop talking to each other, to stop listening, to forget about all this healthy stuff, arts, culture. Back to stink, back to greed, to polarized discourse.
Fantastic. But just for a little while, right?
Seriously? I've got him on the phone already. Donald, hey, yeah, Smith here. I've got a great deal for you. Oh, you're on your way.
No, wait, stop! What a crazy dream.
Oh, good, honey, you're awake. There's just time to have a little kale before we go to the community composting and arts festival planning meeting.
Yes.